Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Too many wars in the world. Too many things to change in our country. Too much suffering around us. If we had superpowers, we'd change all this, right? Change the situations that bother us into better, peaceful, in short, perfect situations. But how can the world be changed? What can I do, me? Someone who sometimes feels like an ant in the middle of a gigantic anthill, to change all of this? What's most important for changing the world is that we ourselves be changed on the inside, just like the Bible invites us to do in Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In truth, only changed people can change the world, as Rick Warren says. And this is God's plan for mankind, as the Bible demonstrates. Moses had a personal encounter with God that profoundly changed him before he freed his people. And you can read about this in Exodus 3:2. Gideon's view of himself and God had to change before he could take on the challenge of liberating the Israelites from the Midianites. And that's in Judges chapter 6. And what about Paul, who, after a dazzling, blinding, literally encounter with his Savior, became the passionate and fiery evangelist whom we know? You can read about this in Acts 9. My friend, let God deeply change you. He chose to transform the world by changing one person at a time. It starts with you and me. I invite you to meditate on this verse. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Yes, God desires to change the world around you. And he wants to do it through you.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.